The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is January 3rd, 2022. My first broadcast of the new year. Friday night, I do my jazz show. And I do a tribute show every year at the end of the year. Of course, Friday was the 31st, the last day of the year. I always do a tribute show to all the musical artists that have passed on in that year and prior years. Those artists that actually contributed, gave something back. I don't cover just anybody. I mean, there's got to be some serious musicianship there from the artist to be recognized that I say they're gone and I recognize their talent. Therefore, they make the showcase my last show of the year. Started off being two-hour show a couple years back, and then went to three-hour show. This year's a four-hour show. I don't think I'm ever going to go beyond 4 hours in a jazz show, but four-hour jazz show I put on Friday night to remember those musicians that left us this last year and other years. The top, the prime, the best. Sadly sadly missed, well appreciated. Their music to be celebrated. Celebration of life, I guess, of their music. Outside the studio, I heard bombs going off in the air, high up in the air. They were loud. Evidently there was something to celebrate of 2021. I have no idea what that is. Probably the same fools that are celebrating July 4th, our freedom, our independence, which has quickly become an eating holiday, pretty much, or a drinking holiday, pretty much not much more than that. I'm serious. They were just blowing up everything on the 31st. My dog's going crazy on that. Thank God for CBD oil. I got home and gave him a good dose, and they zonked. Finished out the rest of the night. My show ended at 10 o'clock at night. So I did not stay up and watch anything on TV with the ball dropping in New York City. I could care less. I thought 2021 was a hazard. It was the worst year that I can remember. Our lives turned upside down. Our jobs being threatened. Held over our heads, take this or you're fired. The tyranny, the high up ranks, the government, the corporations falling through with the tyranny, being told by the government what to do. And I thought, what am I celebrating for 2021? Close the door on this SOB and let's move on to 2022. It was a nightmare. I actually infused that in my opening line in my jazz show, which was probably, I didn't hear any bad words yet from management, come back and said, hey, you did some politics on a jazz show. I did. I want to move on beyond the insanity of living in a Twilight Zone episode. I want people to take the masks off. I want to see people smiling again, being kind and nice to each other again. At least better than what we have now. I want to get back to some kind of normalcy. So in my little opening, I said we have an opportunity to regain, reclaim our rights, our freedoms, our independence in 2022. Now, this could either be a make it or break it year in 2022. I think these guys are going to go for it. These deceivers, these globalists, these people that have an agenda here, agenda on anything but health, are going to go for broke in 2022. Their narrative is falling apart. It's falling apart. It told us, take the jab, protect yourself. You got none of that. Now we're seeing a pandemic of the vaccinated. How ironic. A pandemic of the vaccinated. You cannot cover this stuff up. The mainstream media is doing their job, their best job, to hide these facts. But you know what? You can't hide them. Because everybody knows somebody who made a mistake and took the jab. Whether they believed it was real and that this would prevent them from getting the disease, or were they forced to because of their jobs. But we all know somebody. I know many who've taken the jab. They got sick with COVID later. Huh. Isn't that kind of funny? It really is. And some of these people realize it now. They realize it. Those jabbed, one jab, two jab, it's usually after the second jab. They finally learned after the second one. They should have learned after the first if they were symptomatic and had a lot of problems. But definitely after the second one, they're realizing this is never going to end. And there are people behind this that never want this to end. So you have to ask yourself this one question. Why? Why continue on with a fraud narrative that this is about health? Why? Well, evidently there's a lot of money transfer right now. We're seeing billionaires become billionaires, billionaires, billionaires. I mean, making so much flipping money here now. This is a major ripoff. One of the greatest redistributions, take away of wealth from the middle class and rewarding the elites, the billionaires. You know, you're not an essential business. You can't open your business. You're out of business. You're out of here. I'll just take that business up. I'll put this guy out of business. I'll take his business. We'll take this guy's business. I'll put him out of business. I'll take this. Boy, this is all this money coming in. Is this really about health? Those people who took the jab are learning. Many people are learning. There's some you'll never reach. They're idiots, and you'll never reach them, so forget them. They will pay the ultimate consequence. We will remember them for about 5 minutes, if that, because they had a choice to use your brain, and they didn't use their brains. So that's about as much attention I would give to somebody who didn't think and take notice of all the inconsistencies and the hypocrisy of these people pushing this narrative. You think at some point you'd wake up and you'd say, wait a minute here. You're telling me to wear a mask and two masks, and I see you at a ball game. You're not wearing a mask at all. Dr. Franken Fauci. It's not rocket science to see the hypocrisy and the inconsistencies, and you should have learned fast. I know this audience did because you're a smart audience. That's why you listen to this network. There's a lot of good people on this network, and you guys are pretty dang sharp yourself, and I like that. There's nothing worse than talking to people that just don't get it, can't open their minds, they can't understand what you're talking about. I can put it in layman's terms. I can put it in the most simplest terms, and they still can't get it. Which is understandable if you read any newspaper, except the Epoch Times. Any newspaper in this country is written on an eighth grade level. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's written on an eighth grade level? Because that's what they have, an eighth grade competency level. or less. And then you factor in using diversion techniques. The idiot box, my father used to call the TV, the idiot box. There really is so little on TV to watch, really so little to watch on TV. So you find these diversion programs people get into, or they become sports fanatics. I like sports, don't get me wrong. I like good competition. But I don't live around, oh my God, I got to get home. The ball game's about ready to start. I haven't watched an NBA game or an NFL game in at least 10 years. And I only did so with my father because it was father and son time. It was fun to watch a game with my father and just make comments. And it was just, you know, father and son thing, a tradition. 10 years. It's been a long time. And now we got NFL players. We got NBA players that are taking a knee. Black Lives Matter. You know, challenging you, our patriotism here. This is the most bizarre. 2020 was bad. 2021 got worse. It's just the most amazing, sickening thing I think I've ever witnessed in my entire life. Society caving in, buckling down and caving in to a master, asking for permission. Can we go outside and go trick-or-treating? Can we have Thanksgiving with our families? Can we spend time with our family at Christmas? Well, let me think about it. Let me get back to you here. Asking somebody for permission. Whatever happened to the American way? Thinking for yourself and deciding for yourself. Asking for permission. In doing my tribute show on Friday, recognizing all the great talent that I showcased with the tidbits of information, which are great at cocktail parties if you want to impress a lady. I want to talk about Grover Washington Jr. and his music and his history and his start and lots of other great artists I played. But I started thinking to myself, these guys left behind some great music that inspired people, that brought a lot of happiness and joy in their lives. I know music's been a big part of my life. I don't know what I'd do without it. And then I started reevaluating myself, my own contribution to society, of what I have done, what I would like to do, what I need to do, setting new goals for myself. Can I do better? Can I be better? I'm not talking about the hospital setting type stuff. I'm talking about outside the hospital setting. I'm talking about on this program to bring more information, to educate you with a hope that you will share that information with other people. I be the messenger, you be the carriers. How will history remember me? How will history remember you? What did you stand for? What did you contribute? I knew a young man back in California, Northern California. A nice guy. Had a drinking problem. Was always drunk. Couldn't hold down a job. Lived in a boarding house type situation. He'd visit his mom on the weekends. She lived in my complex. I was a travel nurse. Their apartment was across the hallway from me. She never did what she should have as a parent, you know, try to get him into some help, some therapy, something. Instead, she gave him money to buy beer all the time, so he'd walk across the street, get his beer, come back. He drank 5 or 6 of those quarts in one evening. It's quite a bit of beer. It's quite a few bathroom breaks. And he got this funny-looking lump on the side of his face one day, and he comes over to my place. He said, "Steve, what do you think this is?" I'm looking at it and saying, doesn't look good. I think you need a biopsy on that. Really? Yeah. I think you need to get a biopsy. That could be cancerous. So he seeks some medical attention here, thanks to the taxpayers. comes back, diagnosis, the biopsy came back, it was cancer. I set him up with some treatment options. They're going to set him up with chemo and all these other different things. He never made his appointments. He just blew them off. So we ended up in a facility, kind of a hospice center, to die his last days. I went and saw him. He begged me for a beer. Would you go out and get me a beer? I didn't. I don't know. Maybe I should have. I don't know. It's kind of like your cigarette before you get executed, I guess. I don't know. Firing squad. I just looked at him, prayed for him. And I thought to myself, here's a guy that's 58 years old. He's given totally nothing back in his life. He's just for himself, smoking, smoked like a chimney, drank a lot of booze, just beer. And he didn't really do anything. He didn't hurt anybody, but he didn't really help anybody either. I went to his funeral. It has to be the shortest funeral I've ever seen in my life. Finding a pastor, preacher, at the gravesite to eulogize him. Struggling to find the words, didn't know him. Somebody wrote down a couple things. Pretty much finished all the narrative on his eulogy in 15 minutes. 15 minutes. And that's all they could say about you for 15 minutes. He never hurt anybody. That's what they actually said. He never hurt anybody. He just kind of wandered the earth, and he was a free spirit, and he did this and he did that, but he never hurt anybody. But I never heard him say he helped anybody either. That's pretty sad. So like I said, I'm going to retool things for 2022. This is the year, like I said, make or break. Are you ready for the ride, people? Are you ready for the ride? Strap in. It's going to be a wild ride, 2022. I'm up for it. I hope you are also. Like I said, this is the make it or break it situation here. And I think if we come together and we unify and we just flat out say no. Actually, we can probably go a step further than that. How about hell no? Not going to obey. I am not going to obey. I'm going to take my rights and my freedoms back in 2022. I'm going to find like-minded people like myself. If it comes down to creating a parallel society away from these numbskulls, I will do that. Do I really want to associate with these people anyway? You know, character. Your character is defined during a crisis. I found that out in 2020 and 2021 quite well. Family, friends, people I thought were my friends, who quickly threw me under the bus because of a difference of opinion. Imagine that. Sound like Rod Serling. Imagine that. From a difference of opinion, can't you be your friend anymore? Nope. Well, that's the way it goes, I guess. Strong men will stand up. We'll go forward. We'll grow stronger. And that's where I see myself in 2022. You haven't seen the fight yet in this guy. You haven't seen the fight yet. It's in me. It's a fire burning inside. It's a fire burning in each of us all the time. It's burning. It's waiting for the right time. Short commercial break. We'll be right back. This is Steve Elkins, and you are listening to the National Intel Report.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call? but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There is nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go. Won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
And we are back. The National Intel Report. Steve Elkins having a great sense of humor here with our first caller in this song that just kind of went her way. Sally, are you there in Alaska?
Yes, I am. And that was making me smile.
I was telling Michael, Michael, fish that one out. Pull it up. Lay down, Sally, for Eric Clapton.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I needed that. That made my day. I just sat here and grinned.
There you go. What's on your mind?
Sally? Okay, I've been trying hard not to bother you and with this information, but I couldn't find off the beaten path anything with Steve, and I've got this crippling thing going on with slack wrist and my bones in my hands, and it's getting real hard to operate my technology. And so could I just give you my email and have you send me that list of five stuff, including
sure,
the hybrid
core? I'll do that for you, but my email's pretty simple. It's the name of the show plus my name. So it's off the beaten path steve@gmail.com. But I'll take it down for you, and I'll send it over to you. What's your email?
Actually, tell you what.
Here, do this. When you leave the call, give your email to Michael so not the whole world knows your email. You'll give it to Michael.
I wanted to do it online because I want more people to know that you have this stuff available.
Because I made some new additions. I'm glad you brought that up because I have my new one right here in front of me. New preventive and treatment protocols for illness. And I have a total of eight now.
You have reached the apex of my favorite. I like your mind.
I just want to tell you that the newest one I just added is very, very important. And I've talked about it before. And it's something that people don't realize they're doing. They're actually reinfecting themselves with their own toothbrushes. And so I have a protocol here how to disinfect your toothbrush so you don't reinfect yourself every time you brush your teeth. So that's one of my new protocols.
Thank you, because I also wear a mouth guard at night and I try to brush it every. But yeah, the toothbrush is important, and soaking it in peroxide. I'll tell Mike my information, and I really appreciate it.
You got it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's too. All right. Yeah, I'm glad she mentioned that. I did. I have a couple new ones here. I added a new one, very important to disinfecting your toothbrush.
Send me everything. I need all the help.
I'll send you the whole caboodle, okay?
I also am beating breast cancer that I just got diagnosed with, and I don't even have to take anything other than pills, and I'm getting bored with having hot flashes at 74. But I'm working hard on getting better and keeping alive. I like you guys, and you in particular, now that John's gone. Anyway, Happy New Year to everybody. And are you going to send me back to Mike?
Yep, send you back to Mike. Mike will take your information. Got it.
Thank you very much.
So I've got a total here now of eight different ones. I'll just go through them real quick here. How to make your own normal saline, your 0.9% normal saline, that what you find in the hospital, those IV bags hanging. That's what you're going to make. You're going to need that for your nebulizer. How to make hydroxychloroquine. There's nothing spectacular about this video I sent over. It's plain simple. There's not a whole lot of scientific, but I did back it up. I did find some scientific ones, but why bore you with all that detail? It's hydroxychloroquine. You can make it. It's very simple. The only addition I add to my protocol is that I cooked mine up. I cooked mine up actually in a crock pot so I can monitor the extraction and walk away from it. You know, I don't like walking away from a boiling pot of anything or simmering pot. I'd rather just do it in my crock pot. So I made my hydroxychloroquine in a crock pot, and I tell you, it is strong. Strong enough that you could probably take a shot glass of it. It's got nice flavor. It's just strong. Might need a little chaser afterwards. So once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once in the evening with a chaser behind it, I think it's going to do you well. Nebulizer recommendations. I've got two different machines on Amazon. No bells and whistles. You don't need the bells and whistles. It's kind of like when you bought that VCR that you can program a show 1 year from the date. I don't know who knows 1 year from that date what show is going to be on that you might want to record or you don't want to miss, but that option's there, believe it or not. So, I'll send that over also, the nebulizer recommendation, two different ones. How to nebulize hydrogen peroxide to the concentration of 0.1% concentration. I found that concentration to be pretty dang good. I don't cough through the treatment itself. You want to aerolize it, but you don't want to cough your brains out. Higher than that, yeah, you're going to cough. I tried all this stuff, so trust me on this one here. We'll come back to these protocols real quick here. I do have a clip tonight. Want to play for you some education from Dr. Peter McCullough. We'll get to that also. Stay tuned.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Best guitar riffs ever laid down. Robin Trower, Bridge of Sighs, James Dewar on vocals there. Great stuff. Getting back to my list here of preventive and treatment protocols for illness, getting back to the nebulizer, how to nebulize hydrogen peroxide, I found that at 0.1%, you don't cough through the treatment. That's really important not to cough through the treatment to really expand your lungs. So I'd stick with that 0.1 concentration. A percent concentration, good stuff. I did a little higher than that, and I don't think it caused me any harm. It's maybe help me a little faster to heal. But I didn't cough through the 0.1% concentration. So incentive spirometer, I added that on about a week ago. Really nice little tool respiratory therapists run around with. And nurses are always shoving it in your face saying, hey, take a couple good deep breaths on this. It measures the volume of oxygen you can pull into your lungs by liters. So it's got a nice little scale on the side of the incentive spirometer. So you can test yourself before the treatment, do yourself a treatment, test yourself after the treatment, and see how much expansion, how much lung expansion you've created by giving yourself a treatment. Good stuff there. The SpO2 finger probe monitor to check your oxygenation. Always nice to have one of those on hand. You know, how am I breathing? Yeah, let's see. Let's check it out here. And I always do one before I do a treatment and after a treatment to see if I've improved. So opening up those airways. Again, the most important one I added was the disinfection, disinfecting the toothbrush. We are reinfecting ourselves through our toothbrushes. We really are. Did a little research on this. I found some great articles on it. And I went into explanation of why this is all happening. You know, it's like, yeah, the perfect environment for a bathroom. Nice and warm, especially after that shower. Something wet sitting there all through the night. You know, the bacteria that was in your mouth, the oral mucosa now on your toothbrush, sitting there nice and warm and cozy and replicating through the night. And then in the morning, what do? Reinfect yourself, brush your teeth again. So think about that one. Again, there's like 8 I'll send you out. And I got yours, Sally, here. Since the show's over, I'll send you all 8 out to you. And let's go to our next caller here, Ed in Utah. Welcome, Ed.
Yes. Dave, can you hear me?
Yes. I hear. Yep.
Okay. Really good show. I mean it. The way you're laying things out and the way you're talking about, this is a make or break.
It is.
This, in fact, this week kicks it off. I know a lot of people are still, and I'm in that category too. I know you and the late, great John Stadmiller had, you know, some disagreement about Donald Trump, but he was duly elected. They had to steal it to keep their agenda going here. And nevertheless, he is the rightful holder of that. However, there's a lot of trouble in paradise, as you know, with Alex Jones and Candace Owens and some very credible people. Very upset with some of his public statements about the jab. Mm-hmm. And
he's getting booed.
Pardon me? Yeah. Yes.
He's getting booed.
Yes,
yeah, I got booed twice already. Right. He says, I got the jab and I got the booster now. He's getting booed by his own fan base right now.
Got it. And in fact, it started in September, Steve, in Coleman, Alabama, with that really huge rally. It was a light boo then. Recently going out with an establishment conservative, Bill O'Reilly, on that tour there in Dallas, yes, he got a little bit heavier of a boo. So I think it's building up. Nevertheless, I know a lot of people are waiting to hear what he has to say on his big press conference coming here on January 6th. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I wanted to hit at you with and get your take on a couple things. But January 6th, I have to give a lot of credit, I must say, to Revolver.News. They were the first to call out infiltration of Oath Keepers, mainly Ray Epps and what have you. But I want your response to this, Steve, because others don't seem to be clicking with exactly what I'm saying. Yes, we've all heard looked like an inside job, and Pelosi turned down the National Guard and the security that Trump apparently was asking for. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, this is a specific timeline laid out by them. They haven't put it in a movie form. I wish they could, and maybe they will, Revolver.News. But in this layout, where you have the breach at 12:50, 10 minutes to 1, 20 minutes ahead of Trump's speech ending, you have Ray Epps and his crew bust through that very flimsy fence. Nevertheless, it was a police line. Then the second one. But prior to that, you have 4 different characters that are now being zoomed in on. I didn't know until 2 weeks ago, to be honest with you, and I've been following this like you, Steve, about Scaffold Commander, who was up there on a media tower herding people up. Keep moving, keep moving. Their whole goal was to get genuine Trump supporters into the Capitol building. And but the important thing is, at the breach point, there was this bulwark guy that Revolver News dubs him, who wound up methodically the fences with a crew and took away the restricted area signs. So when the Trumpians got there, about 40 minutes later, They had no idea that that was a restricted area. Now, even the fence was rolled up and thrown over the hedge, the stone hedge. And so now you have one, that was the entry point right there by the Peace Monument. So you have now a component of 100 to 140,000 Trump supporters that had no idea the breach had occurred 40 minutes before they arrived and 20 minutes ahead of Trump's speech ending. Therefore, it was like an all set up there for them to walk through this booby trap, and then the mag doors magically open. And then you have this commander with this blue and white bullhorn, accompanied by the two other characters. One they dub the black ski mask man. He was a kind of a punky smart mouth there. And then you had this guy that should have been arrested the day before by rights in a way. He shows up in front of the police station with that Hippies for Trump bus. He was in it. And somehow the driver of that bus got arrested for a while and what have you. But the very next day, he's out ahead of the Ray Epps breach, the one that I mentioned at 10 to 1. He's out there ahead in the restricted field. How did he get over there? What's he doing again with a blue and white bullhorn? So he's there. They called him the Be Civil guy. He just kept walking with the crowd saying, be civil. And on the surface, that sounds good. But what was he doing there ahead of the breach in a restricted area? This was an inside job right before our eyes. Yep. And the bad part, Steve, here's my real point, Sean Hannity and these imposters, in fact, many that we kind of rely on, they are letting this go on, and they change the subject to the riots the summer before and how bad the Democrats were, and so a few of us got out of hand. No, no. The street-level punks of the Democrats did the rioting a year ago, but this was the high-level punks of the Democrat Party, led by Pelosi, that did the January 6th. And if you and I can figure this out, Trump's people can figure it out, and maybe he'll blast this out on Thursday. What do you think?
I hope so. Well, it's it was an inside job that one guy was who remains to be charged with anything. If anything, there was an insurrectionist. It was that one guy with the bullhorn, and
yes.
pretty certain this guy was working with the FBI. We've seen the videos where FBI were kind of saying, "Come on in this way, come here." You know, to me, it was an inside job. I told John before he left for his rally there. I said, you know, they're going to set up something. It's going to be their false flag. Something's going to be happening. They're going to make it look bad against Trump, against MAGA hat wearing people. This is a perfect setup. And just be careful. Don't get yourself caught in anything. And he didn't. He was good about it. But I saw this thing coming.
Mm-hmm.
Will Trump come out swinging? Why should he? Should he not? I mean, what does he have to lose to come out swinging and saying this thing was an inside job? You had FBI agents that were inside provocateurs. This guy with the bullhorn, the bullheaded guy with the bullhorn, he was an FBI agent, or he's working with the FBI. You didn't charge this guy, but you charge other people. And by the way, whatever became of the police officer, the D.C. police officer that shoots an unarmed woman in the face and kills her?
Right.
There's no threat. Right. There's no threat there. Why did he kill her?
Right, right. And lastly, Steve, the other Capitol Police, the reason why they were adamant, Pelosi and Mitch McConnell were adamant to not have the Guard there, the National Guard, is because they would not have put up with this. Like that former National Guard commander said, they would not have put up with this. They needed their own Stasi, that being the Capitol Police, who beat the heck out of Victoria Scott from Wisconsin or from Minnesota. They beat the heck out of her in that West Terrace Tunnel. So many beatings happening there, and a few of them against women. This Victoria woman was beaten to within an inch of her life. And that good lawyer, McBride, he's saying that Victoria is going to get her day in court. That more and more of the 14,000 hours of video is going to be released, Steve. And Trump, I hope he has a handle on this. And when world media is there on Thursday to hear what he has to say, I hope that gets blurted out. And because something has to happen.
He's got the case. If he doesn't go for it, then there's some reason he's holding back and there's something over his head. And I know right now they're going after his financial business deals, and I don't know how that's legal. To me, that's fishing and trolling. I'm not sure how that's that's coming about, but they're going after his business dealings. This has totally been politicized. The whole thing is a political attack right now.
Yes, yes. And then lastly here, you have Steve Bannon. You have people with ties into the military. Notice they went after Jeremy Brown and all these Green Berets that were there fighting for Trump along with John Stadmiller and what have you. The point being that something big could be brewing with the White Hats behind the scenes. And I'm sitting there almost like a genuine Q, if you will, because I believe it. And what I'm talking about is a lot of what they were saying, oh, yeah, you know, falsely leading people, oh, yeah, Trump's going to get the Insurrection Act and we're going to take these people down. That has to happen, Steve, in reality. And I hope there's a plan so that when we could rise through people from a front sight to back them up if it comes to it, something has to happen. We cannot go 3 more years with that egregious soul that we have sitting in the White House now.
I agree.
Cannot do it.
I agree.
Thank you very much, Steve.
You got it, Ed. I agree with you. This is a big week here. Tomorrow is, the federal mandate for vaccines. They're going to be firing a lot of people, I guess, tomorrow. But I don't see that to happen because I think I realized a while back, I revealed that even the government admitted that if they lost 8% of government employees through this vax mandate, this illegal vax mandate, that the government shuts down. And I'm sure it's much higher than 8%. It's probably on 20-25% of federal employees who refuse the jab. So I don't see that to happen. But again, they've been playing strong arm here and do it or else. I don't think it's going to happen. But hey, you never know these guys. You can never tell. Then on the 6th, we've got the insurrection memorial Pelosi's talking about. She wants to memorialize that day. It was such a terrible, terrible day. And she wants to make sure that it's remembered like 9/11. Again, Ashley Babbitt shot in the face with no firearm, not threatening. Nothing ever happened here. You know, if you do that on the streets of any city, they call that police brutality, and they go after the officer and they charge him with a crime, and he's on trial. But at the D.C. Capitol, a woman could pop her head into a building. You're not supposed to be in here, and no firearm. You're not threatening. I'm going to kill you anyway. What the hell? I'm going to shoot you and kill you. Nothing happens. The whole thing was a setup, no doubt about it. And then on January 7th, we've got the Supreme Court coming together and talking about two of the Biden mandates. Is it constitutional? Is it not constitutional? Well, let me give you one little word of what I'm going to predict here. One little word, Obamacare. Okay, Obamacare was not legal, and it was made legal. So don't be surprised if the 9 Supreme Court justices see it the same way as they did with Obamacare, handing over the power and authority to government, breaking the rules, all the rules, forget the Constitution, forget it all. There's no rule of law. It's whoever's in office is the law. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Joe Brandon Biden. Don't be surprised, Supreme Court. Do not be surprised on this one, people. It is totally illegal, but so was Obamacare. Is there light at the end of the COVID tunnel? I'm hoping. 2022, make or break it. It's up to you. Come together, people. Come together. When the time is right, we come together and we defy the master, the self-proclaimed master. I don't hold anybody as a master. I have one master, one master. And it's probably the same master as yours, our Heavenly Father. That's it. I answer to him, not to Brandon. I got a clip here. We're going to start. I guess we could start. It's 55 minutes long. Now, I was reluctant to play the clip. I know if John was here, he'd probably say, well, it was a short clip. Go ahead and play it. It's longer than a short clip. It's 55 minutes. We're going to play 55 minutes of an hour and 28 minutes. It's the gravel voice of Alex Jones, and I have a hard time with him. It's getting worse. It's like a WWF wrestler. I don't know if that's a real gravel voice. The guy smokes cigarettes or he drinks a fifth of whiskey. a day, but his voice is getting gravelier and gravelier. I don't know if that's real or not. It's quite annoying. But the message that comes from the clip itself is from Dr. Peter McCullough. I have the highest respect for. And I've noticed in every clip getting better and better that Dr. Peter McCullough is now starting to recognize there is a much bigger agenda. Of course, this was never about health, but he didn't put his finger right on it, what's all about. But now AJ was throwing it out there. This is depopulation, and this is this and this. And I didn't hear Dr. Peter McCullough say, nah, you're crazy. So we come back. We'll start the clip. We'll take the call first, and we'll probably start the clip in the second hour. So stay tuned. Steve Elkins, and this is the National Intern Report. Be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
We go back to the phones in Missouri and talk to Help Me Rhonda. Rhonda, are you there?
Yeah, Steve, hi. Hey, I have a question for you. So I got the COVID thing. I got symptoms, and I wanted to see, because this is like no other cold I've had before. It's actually not as bad, meaning I don't have a sore throat. It's just congestion. Mm-hmm. But my main concern is that I lost my sense of taste and smell.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
I did the same.
Nurse,
I had the same. Yep.
Is it just inflammation that does that, or?
Yeah, it does something to the olfactory nerve. I remember mm-hmm. Dr. Peter McCullough talking about the olfactory senses. Something with that, because that's when I recognized I had something wrong with me too. Plus the rash I had. But I remember I wasn't feeling all that good, so I took a couple shots of Jägermeister. And if you've ever had Jägermeister, it's got a nice strong licorice taste. And I could not taste the licorice taste. And I said to my wife, "Uh-oh."
Yeah, I know,
my
right?
My taste is gone. I've got it. This is it. So, you know what? It lasted 6 days. I did everything, my treatment protocols, nebulizing, sinus irrigation. I nipped in its bud. Within 5 days, I think the sixth day, I finally felt great again. So I probably, whatever I had, I don't know. They can't even isolate between Delta and Omicron anyway. So mm-hmm. let's just say I had a coronavirus and I have natural immunity now.
Yeah, I'm not disturbed by it at all. I'm like, well,
no.
I've had colds in the past where I lost my sense of taste and smell, and like you, and I heard that if you're generally healthy, the ironic thing is that it takes longer. The healthier people lose their sense of taste and smell, and it takes them longer to get it back, which I found was a weird statement. I don't know who's, you know.
I didn't find that to be true.
Okay. Mm-mm. And, no. Because I can't live like this. I can't live like this, Steve. I don't want to eat anything. I'm making soup, and I'm throwing everything in the kitchen sink in there. I'm doing ginger. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that looks good. I'll do ginger, pepper, okay. salt. I could have put turmeric in there, because I can't taste it. And I put balsamic vinegar in there. Anything that's like super strong. I picked up a cayenne pepper I grew in the garden and just ate it straight up. Couldn't even taste it. I could tell it was hot, though. I could totally tell it was hot. But I'm like, I can't live like this. I mean, I got congestion in my chest, and, you know, I can see where, I mean, people.
Are your sinuses, are you draining into your lungs? Are your sinuses kind of packed?
But like, I got that deep congestion, and you know, when you wake up in the morning, you get it out, you start low, just try to get it up. But then that causes everything to be inflamed, and just wanted to know if you knew what I could do for that. And I know you're going up on a break, so.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, give me an email, and I'll send you all my protocols. Awesome. My protocols would fit you perfect.
Okay, great. Thanks. Okay. Yeah. All right, have a good night. Bye.
All right, second hour coming up. Stay tuned.
Send it abroad. Take America back. We must take America back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.